Versace versus the INS. Mr. Trace?
Just a few, Richard Trace for Mr. Versace, the petitioner appellant in this matter, essentially comes to this court upon a denial of a motion to reopen, and a timely motion was filed to reopen the matter for a hearing on the merits of an asylum application filed with the court. Versace attached to his motion to reopen an affidavit and a note from the doctor essentially saying that he was ill that day, he had flu symptoms, dizziness, and the doctor advised he should stay home for 3 days. I think the central issue is whether this complies with exceptional circumstances requirement of the statute in order to reopen, and under a number of decisions, exceptional circumstances would include serious illness, and whether this was not in fact serious illness, and whether or not the affidavits had supplied sufficient evidence that in fact Versace suffered from serious illness on that day. The judge, the immigration judge Smith, I believe, indicated that the cause, severity, and treatment of the illness was not indicated by the evidence attached to the motion, and that they were merely perfunctory statements, citing, I think, the NJP decision. And respectfully, I disagree. I think the cause of the flu, I don't think, is relevant. I don't think it matters where to inquire whether or not someone got flu from any particular circumstances. But severity and treatment, I think, show whether or not there is, in fact, a serious illness. Severity, as it was indicated by flu symptoms, dizziness, and an indication that the respondent, in this case, the alien, should stay home for 3 days. And the treatment was by the staying home for 3 days. So I think severity and treatment were indicated by the note of the doctor and the affidavit. He didn't attend the hearing, and he claims because he was ill. And I think that was supported by his evidence attached to the motion. And that's our basic argument, that I think he complied with the exceptional circumstances requirements.
Doesn't the report from the doctor just say that he was suffering from flu? Doesn't it say a serious case of the flu or dizziness or anything?
It didn't. I agree. But flu in and of itself, I think, indicates, even though it's generic, but I think it indicates some seriousness by its very nature. And if we're suffering from the flu in common understanding, common parlance, we're ill. And I think it's a serious enough illness to stay home on that particular day. I don't think flu is to be taken as something minor necessarily. It may be minor.
It should. I'm just asking.
Yeah, I think it's not grave generally under ordinary understanding, but I think it's enough to keep someone from attending to what their responsibilities are on a particular morning.
Did Mr. Versace make any communication with the agency? For the proceeding, the hearing, did he communicate with anybody official?
Not on that day.
And it really does seem to cut against it. I can understand he's able to get to a doctor and not make some.
Well, in all truth, he doesn't speak English. He really doesn't speak English, and I can't go outside of the record, but he's not verbal, and I think that holds it against him in that sense. But he doesn't speak English.
All right.
The other arguments, I think, are stated in the brief, and I would rest on those and respectfully request that the motion to reopen be allowed pursuant to the...
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right. Mr. Bernstein?
Thank you, Your Honor, and may it please the Court. The issue in this case isn't really whether or not Mr. Versace was suffering from illness. The question is whether or not the BIA abused discretion in concluding that his evidence was too lacking in detail to enable him to satisfy his burden of proving that he suffered from a serious illness, which precluded his attendance at his hearing. In our brief, I think, disposes of that question quite adequately. If the court has any questions on that particular component, I'm happy to answer them. I would like to address several assertions that the petitioner's counsel made. Number one, the doctor's report, as it is, or the doctor's statement, does not corroborate Mr. Osachi's assertion that he advised him to stay home for a few days. The report is rather a bare report, as the board and immigration judge noted. It simply says, asserts that he came complaining of flu symptoms and dizziness. It certainly doesn't state, as counsel stated, that that he was suffering from the flu, that the doctor's diagnosis was influenza. He simply asserted, the doctor simply summarized apparently Mr. Osachi's complaints.
He wasn't represented. He was not represented at that hearing, or would not have been.
He was represented, Your Honor. He was represented by Mr. Trey at every step of this proceeding.
Hearing that is in question now.
I believe Mr. Trey can answer that question, but I believe Mr. Trey certainly represented him at that time. I believe there's an appearance of counsel for Mr. Trey. He was represented at every stage. I'd also like to point out that Mr. Osachi has received a hearing on his asylum claim. The INS considered his asylum claim and rejected it, and the next level of agency review would have been an immigration judge hearing. However, the statute, Mr. Osachi did not appear at the hearing. He did not establish, he did not attempt at the hearing to assert an excuse why he did not come. The only way he could have reopened his deportation proceeding to obtain an asylum hearing was to establish exceptional circumstances, serious illness. And again, I just want to return to my opening statement. Clearly, the board did not abuse its discretion in determining that the evidence he presented of exceptional circumstances was not sufficient to meet the board's evidentiary requirement. Just briefly, with respect to Mr. Osachi's last two arguments, it's clear that the Board of Immigration Appeals did not announce a new evidentiary standard in this case. The evidentiary standard announced was announced 2 years ago, 2 years before his hearing in matter of JP, which is appended to our brief. And it certainly isn't, even absent matter of JP, it certainly isn't unreasonable for the Board of the Immigration Judge to require that evidence presented in support of an assertion be actually relevant and afford the fact finder sufficient facts to make a determination. With respect to the final argument that Mr. Osachi makes, this court simply cannot consider the argument. The statute quite clearly limits this court's review of board orders denying reopening in these circumstances to three specific questions, and Mr. Osachi's final argument does not encompass any of those three questions. And finally, Mr. Osachi didn't press this argument to the board. The board didn't consider it, so he has failed to exhaust. With that, Your Honors, I would just request that the court affirm the board's determination.
Thank you, Mr. Bernstein. Mr. Trey?
Very briefly, thank you, Your Honor. Just to distinguish NJP from this case, the issue in NJP referred to a person who merely had a headache. And a headache really does lend itself to all kinds of interpretation. It may be mild, may be severe, may be a migraine. But I think flu, dizziness, symptoms, stay at home for 3 days, does indicate something serious. And without more, would allow the defendant to miss his court or anything else that particular day. This isn't an NJP case.
What about the question, I don't mean to be jumping ahead of Judge Kenney, But were you representing him at that time?
I was representing him throughout, Judge.
Were you aware of the date?
I was there. I was at the hearing.
And he did not communicate with you
before? I didn't get a call. I didn't get any call. I was in the court that morning and had called, and no one was at his house.
When was the doctor's excuse and other affidavit submitted to the...
Within a relatively short time, Judge. Days, I believe. With that, I rest. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, both counsel. The case is taken under advisement. The court will...